parsha over here of Yosef and Potiphar. So it's something which is, I guess, in some ways, it's considered the hallmark of Yosef Tzidkis. The fact that Yosef was resisted a chet, and like everybody's meirich, that it was a tremendously difficult chet, and so on, and he'd resisted it, and therefore it's a schus that faced the kliyos of forever. The Tonet Velyo says over here that Yosef Atzadik was goyder himself in Arayas even before Matan Torah, to which the some of Foshim ask that Lemaisa the Noacha also Neshes Ish also. She's an Neshes Ish, she was Neshes Ish, and the Noacha also. So what's the revusa that was going to suffer for Matan Torah? And Lemaisa has a Ben Noach Yarachiv to do that. Would they talk about the halachic different pilpulim and so on? Chazal but say that it wasn't so pashit. It says Vahi Kayem Azeh Vayova Abayzul Las Malachdoi Om Rabbi Yechanan Melamed Sheshneim Ledvarvei Niskavnu. That he also meant, in other words, his intention when he went in was Ledvarveira. Vayova Abayzul Las Malachdoi Rav Shmuel Charam Alas Malachdoi Mamish V'Charam Alas Yistrocha. One says that it was Lasois Malachtoi means Kipshutoi, and one says it means he went in for Avera. The Einish Me'anshe Abayas, so on. So it says, Vatis Vesei B'Bigdal V'Chulu, V'Oise Sho Bosa Dyukno Shal Oviv, V'Nirsoi B'Chaloin. That his father's image came to him, and he saw it in the window, Omna Yosef Asid Nachecha Shikosval Avna Ephraid Vata Benehem. Ritzoincha Shimacha Shuk Benehem, Vetiko Rezenus, Zivro Rezenus Yavin Hoin, Miyadu Teshavis Kashtoi. So his father came and talked him out of it. Tosis brings over here from Moshe Darshan that how does he know that it was that his father was there? What's the diuk? Because he says, Ve'ein Ishman Shebeisa Babayas. Mashma, that somebody else was there. So the Zohar Kodesh says the same exact lashon. There is medayik the fact that it says Anshe Beis weren't there, but somebody else was there. So the so it seems over here, first of all, that it wasn't that Yosef himself was such a gevaldika. He had such a gevaldika maila mitzidoi. I mean, he needed somebody to stand there and give him Musa b'shas ma'isa. So good. So maybe somebody else would or wouldn't listen to the Musa. But b'chol oifin, it seems to take away a lot from calling Yosef the Amud of Tzidkis and the Yonim of Kedusha. At the end of the day, he was Niskak to the Teichoch of Yaakov, to have Yaakov stand there and so on. That's one issue. Secondly, he could have picked many, many, many different Musa Shmuzen. He could have picked the Musa Shmuz on the terrible Avera of Znus, Aseres Adibris, Gehenim, v'chulu v'chulu. There's no end to the type of Musa that he could have gotten. Of all the things he picked this, he picked that you think that, you know that their name's going to be on that. That seemed to be the nekuda that he that spoke to him. So the question is why? What's that nekuda that specially spoke to Yosef, having his name on the Avnei Choshen and so on? It's a nice thing, but so it obviously this is something that's kind of hits home to a very, very central nekuda. It says Rashi, beginning of Parsha, says that the Dyuknoi of Yaakov Avinu was doime to the Dyuknoi of the Zivukinin was doime to him, and that's why he was Ben Skunim. Zivukinin is doimeloi. Lechura, the midas of Yaakov and the midah of Yosef are two separate midas. when they sketch out the midas, you have different names for each one. The mid of Yaakov is either Emes or Teferis. The mid of Yosef is called Yesod, Kedusha. And they're all wonderful midas. They're all midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in this world. But different, you know, where is the identical midah of Yaakov and Yosef that we say that their face would look alike? Lechura, it's very, very different midas. They're all tzaddikim. It says like famous pshat by Yitzchok in Avram that his cluster pun was doymet Avram. The mashmoz is it's a nace. And many, many farshim say, well, what kind of nace is it? I mean, it's normal that a child be like a father. And the general teretz is that if two people have very different midas, one is a very serious person, one is a very easygoing person, their facial features will look different. There'll be a different ha'aretz panim. Avram is mid of chesed, Yitzchok was the mid of gvura. The fact that they had a similar zivikunin is a rabus, it's a chiddush. So here also, the inyan of Yosef and Yaakov. Yosef is a different midas, one of the other midas. The fact that there's a dimya to Yaakov is more some sort of shaila. What's that inyan? The Rambam says, he speaks of Hilchos Yisuri Bia. So at the very end, he speaks about being Misrachik from Yisurim. He says, V'chein yinoig l'Yisrachik min ha'schoik u'min ha'shichus nivei agovim. She'elu gormim gedolim ve'imalash harayis. So a person should be misrachik. So the Rambam before that speaks about a person, what he needs to do halachically to stay away from arayis. He speaks about yichud and so on. Then he says a person should be misrachik from schoik and shichus nivei agovim. She'elu gormim gedolim ve'imalash harayis. That's one inyan. Two. V'lo yeshev b'lo isha, sheminig ze goyrim l'tayri yaseira. A person should be married. Okay. Then he says, G'doylem ekol tzis omru yifana atzme machshavta di b'teira, v'yarchiv daite b'chochma. A person should be oisik in teira, and marchiv daite b'chochma, she'ein machshavas arayis miskaberas v'leifonim ha'chochma. Because arayis is mizgabe only in a leif panim and a chachma. Uve chachmu oime ayelos ahuvim v'yalas chen dader v'chol eis v'avoset isketomit. Now with that ends Yisribia. So if the Rambam means simply that a person should be osuk in inyonim of he shouldn't have a time that's panui from thinking about that he shouldn't have time upon you to think about arayas, then anything. So if a person is oisik in business and he's doing many, many business deals and his mind is constantly tallying up figures and numbers and deals and so on and so forth, it's the same. In other words, the basic point, he says, Lechura, one would say, so if a person is busy with something else, let's say a person has a taivas achila, and is all day busy thinking about achila, that also would be, the mind can only think of one thing at one time. So, but the Rambam is madgish, first of all, by saying so, that what he should do is be pine himself to divrei Torah and chachma, v'yachdai to v'chachma, and then he says, u'b'chachma oim ha'yelas ha'uv v'yalas chen, that there are vuchucholeis, but vosat isketomit. So he brings in a pasuk that does somehow suggest a kesha, and very not clear what that kesha is. It's clear that it's not something that is coming to tell us. It doesn't have to tell us. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that if I'm thinking of one thing and I'm busy. Let's say somebody is very torah, and like Gemara says, if somebody's torah ala niyosesh avda. If somebody has business deal that's problematic, so a person is torud machshavtoi. So if he's torud machshavtoi, he said doesn't have time to think about anything else. If that's what the Rambam means, he doesn't need a pasik, and doesn't need to say divrei Torah. He shouldn't be yoshiv V'dayte panui, v'alachas kam v'kama, matayv manoyim, a person will use that to sit and learn. That's not the flavor of Rambam. The Rambam has a yichud in Chachma because there's a yal zahuv and yal aschein and so on. So, I'm trying to understand a little bit the inyan of really the mid of Yosef HaTzadik and how it dovetails with Yaakov and what kesher it has with Yaakov's midah, and a little bit try to be a little bit on the Indian over here. I want to start with, there's a word from the Mezritza Magid. Mezritza Magid was the Baal Shem Tov's big Talmud and the Rebbe of all the Gdolei Chassidus, the Rebbe of the Baal Tanya and the Kalina and the Chulu B'chulu. He says something here. It's very, very profound. I'll say maybe in his lashon, and then we'll explain it. The way he says it, and again, different Talmidim gave it all differently, each one kefi mehaloi, but more or less he says the following. He says, the midah of Yaakov is tiferes, and which means beauty. When Yosef HaTzadik saw her, she was mispire lefanav. It says the levushim that she wore the day she didn't wear at night, the night she wore in the day. She was mekashet herself. She was mispire. So that aroused in him his midah of tiferes, and it was nizdabik to Yaakov's tiferes. And that was the yuknoi of Aviv that he saw through the window. It wasn't Yaakov Avinu coming to him. It was he himself was his oyer, and I'll finish up his lashon is, and once he was moyer, he poured everything into Kedusha, and her Yoifa was Nisroikin, and that was it. That is the lashon that, more or less, the words that he says, different Talmidim said over differently, but that's the point he says. I want to let's try a little bit to be misamic and understand what he means over here. Of the koiches of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, they come, let's call it in, let's say three sections. There are certain midas, the midah of chesed, the midah of mishpat, the other midas. Those are midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the possibility of being mizdabik in these midas. The valach the bedrach of lemashal is a derech being mistabik. Lidovka boy, v'chayav shel lidovik boy, elo. And Chazal give us the different eitzes, but lidovka boy, the union of being mistabik to something, is a midah, and it's not a midah. I would say as much as it's a vehicle, it's a koyach, maybe, let's call it a koyach in the Bria, that a person can be mizdabik in Toiv, and ultimately in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Pesil Sesharim says, when he speaks about Toiv Sar Ve'Lomo, it's either Sanigal Hashem or Lizdabik being a more profound midah. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gateway, to that midah, and that's called yofi, chein, pe'er. In other words, what draws a person to be oyhev and wanting to be mizdabik, that is the gateway that's called yofi, pe'er, etc. So we have three inyanim, really. We have the midas themselves, or best said, Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We have the hechetimtza of being mizdabik to something, and then we have the vehicle the how or the entrance way, how a person gets into it, and that's through Yoifi and so on. That is a sort of a picture of all the drachim that go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kaviyachol, if we're to ask ourselves what is midasa yisbarach, the one that's chosama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that's a chosama, that's called emes. And the midah of emes is the most that we can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyachol atzmias. The Rambam speaks about all the different drachim. When you align them properly, that's derech ha-emes. Yaakov, the Bechir Sheva'avis, is called emes. Titan emes the Yaakov. When you have a precise alignment of all the different midas, that nekuda is called emes. That midah itself, because that's a midah that is the core of the world, so when a person wants to be mezdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the midah he's going to be mezdabek in. Because that's the midah a person is supposed to be mezdabek in, that midah presents itself as beautiful. Let's take a physical example. A fruit that's not ready to eat doesn't look nice. Doesn't look nice, doesn't smell nice, doesn't taste nice. An apple before it's ripe is kind of plain and doesn't attract you. As soon as it becomes ready to eat, it blossoms. And it blossoms, I mean the colors come out, the aroma comes out, the texture is right, and everything about it is mispire. It projects beauty because it now says this is what you're looking for. It's true about people that they are they their bchin of yoifi comes at the time when they're ready for a person in mizdabik, and that's the tkuf of life when a person finds which is the most yoifi. The same derech that's called in the Rambam derech ha-emes or derech ha-yeshara, derech ha-emes is called tiferes loy min adam min ayser. The word tiferes applies to both, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our sense of things, that when things are at their best for us to be mistabik to, that's when the thing projects yoifitas. That's how it went. The exceptions, obviously, are things that are poisons, and even though they're enticing, but that's a corruption of yoifi. It's almost the opposite. These things look so delectable and edible to eat, and it's a terrible poison. That's part of a kilkel or part of ra, whatever it is. But the normal things, that's how they go hand in hand. So if a person, I'm sorry, if a person asks himself, so how do I describe the midah that's toiv, that the good in the world? So I'm saying that it's a midah that goes to the core of what ought to be, the emes shaboy. It's something that is viewed to me through the lenses of Pe'er and Yoifi and Tiferes, so that I am mizdabik in it. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, when he speaks about the midah of being Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately, the Rambam says, so the Rambam says what you know, a person should learn Lishma, basically in mitzvahs, mitzvah Ahava. He says, he says when he speaks about a person how should a person approach the things? He says lishma means He says, "V'loy hoyved me'ava oisib b'tor mitzvahs b'nosiv esachoch v'loy me'dava b'olam v'loy me'pnei yiras hara v'loy k'dei liras hatoiva ela oisa ha'emes mipnei shehu emes." In other words, the oyved me'ava is oisa sa'emes mipnei shehu emes, and then the Rambam it goes on later on and explains that the way to dover you do a bar shein avos kosh brach mishas believe she adam at she yiske vatamit karoi v'yazav kol ma shabaylom chutz mimenu and it says v'avosot iske tamit and so on. In other words, it's something which the ava is the vehicle for being niksha to emes. So Ava has to be focused on the emes, when they show emes. Ava can be misfocused. Ava has to be focused on what ought to be, and then he needs to allow Ava to project itself as powerfully as possible. So we're talking about two separate things here. We're talking about, first of all, what is it that the person is being shayef for? What is it that the person is striving for? And then we ask ourselves, what's stimulating him? How is he getting there? And what does it look like? What does his attachment look like? Those are two separate inyanim that have to go hand in hand. So, Lamashal, for me to eat food that's good for me, I need to be able to find that food. And because that food, if I view it through the lens of Yofi, of Tam, it's good and it's positive, and that's why I eat it and I absorb it. So let's go back to Yoneinu. The Mida of Yaakov Avinu is the Emes of Neshi Emes. And because Yaakov Avinu's Mida is Emes Neshi Emes, that's why there's a Teferis in it. The Teferis, I mean, other Teferis I say, means that there's a harmony that has the right balance of all that Tzadim, and that's why it comes across attractive and appealing. That's the koyach. That's the midah of Yaakov Avinu, because he was oimid not on a specific nekuda in avoda, but on the appropriate balance of all the chalkei avoda. That represents the emes, and the derech Hashem, and the derech Hayosher, and so on. So therefore, it is beautiful in the sense it has in itself the balance of all the elements in the right way. The mida of tshuka and ishtoikikus that yoifi arouses, the mida that a person seeks to be mizdabik to that which is yofer, that's Yosef's mida. A person, Marshall, let's say a person is Lailena sick and doesn't have appetite to eat, so you can put down the nicest things for him, he has no cheshik. The cheshik to be mizdabik to that which is good and noble and right, that's the mitzvah of Yosef HaTzadik. Let's understand the kilkul, and the kilkul in the Bria is that different items can take the chitzonius. I can take sugar and flour and some other things, mix it together, paint it green and red like an apple, put in some aroma, and I say, here, it's an apple. It's as good as an apple. So I've taken the shell, I've taken the chitzonius of the yaifi, whatever greets my senses, the sight of it, the smell of it, the taste of it, and that's what I'm taking. But none of the substance. It is of the mida, the koyach of taiva and tshuka and the bria, is something which has in itself the ability to go off terribly, because it's a very powerful koyach. It's the most powerful koyach we have. L'dovka boy. If the tachlis is l'dovka boy, so obviously it's the most powerful koyach we have. The Yitzhara has adopted this the yoifi and mashiach and so on to his doings, And therefore, I take that same koyach and I'm mizdabik to things that are bad. That's the kilkel, that's the terrible kilkel in that midah of Yosef HaTzadik's. So arayis in the Bria is something which is that terrible kilkel that we're talking about. That's what the Maggid means. The midah, Yosef's midas was so well worked out. Let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody is used to extremely, extremely refined jewelry. Very expensive, very rare, very, very upscale jewelry. And somebody will show him a piece of jewelry that's cheap, not, you know, run-of-the-mill, nothing special. The person will look at it, and what'll happen is he'll look at it, and it will remind him of what real jewelry looks like, and he'll say to himself, it's garbage. It's something that this will be more in him what real jewelry should look like, and he's going to, he's not going to have hatred for this jewelry. A person who's used to extremely delicate macholim, and so if somebody has other macholim, but if somebody makes the same thing that he's used to, something very fancy, and what the person makes is a pale imitation, or it's crude, it's nothing. The person looks at it, it's worse, because he knows what it really could look like. He says when he saw Eishes Potiphar being mispoyer lefanav, it aroused to him, this is beauty. The tzur of Yaakov Avinu comes to mind. If you're touching on beauty, this garbage is beauty. There's Yaakov Avinu's tzur stands in front of my eyes. So it's not. It's an extraordinary amkus of what Yosef's godless was. And let's understand it fully. Yosef's godless wasn't that he restrained himself in Ugarayis. That itself would be a goddess. But that wouldn't be the shlemus of Midah. Yosef HaTzadik's godless was that when he saw beauty, he automatically referred back to his standard of beauty. Yaakov Avinu, Shufra de Yaakov is Kain Shufra of Adam Arishan. Tzuras Adam. This is a Tzuras Behema. It's like a person who sees a Balchai, sees an ape. I mean, it's a sad, it's a crude caricature of a person. It reminds him of Tzuras Adam, and he says to himself, you know, this is horrible. It's a kind of Tzuras Adam mislabish on a Balchai. That was Yosef's midah. So the demust yuknoi of Aviv wasn't the pshat that Yaakov Avinu came to visit him and said that, you know, and warned him. It's the other way around. It aroused in him the attempts at Tiferes from Eishes Potiphar aroused in him the beauty of Yaakov. So kosher and dovok was he to the emes, to the tzur amitis of Adam, and the yoifi amitis Adam, that anything that was a caricature of it immediately sent him back to that beauty, and he pulled away and was a zdabik to Yaakov mikarach that. That's what the mag means. Going to the Rambam a minute, and let's talk about in general. We think of that the Eitzah for Midas HaTaiva is restraint, and certainly is. It's not, you know. It's, obviously, the Aleph Beis of it is to keep away. But that's not the realization of that Midah for two reasons. First of all, loy lolam choisin, a person cannot forever and ever not do. you can't keep your hand in the dike all the time, the finger, and not let it flood. At some point, a person doesn't hold up. It's not shayach. To keep not doing is an impossibility. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a certain midah in the Bria. And the midah, this is the strongest koyach a person has. V'davak b'ishtoy. It's the strongest koyach a person has. L'davka boy. So if the midah is just about denying desire, then we're lacking a midah. Yes? You know, if chas v'shalom, a limb is gangrene, so you have to cut it off. But that's not a shleimus. That's what we can do. That's it. The tikkun of that midah is when it's so well aligned that every yoifi in the bria reminds you of that. Like the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan, that when Rish Lakish died and they sent us to Afkano, or they sent us to keep asking him kashas to be like Keilu, the Shir is as good as when Rish Lakish was there, and that upset Rabbi Yochanan even more. And he said, you think you're like Rish Lakish, you don't even begin to be like Rish Lakish. What he was trying to say, until that time, he was down. But when he had somebody at Ki'ilu was supposed to be very Chashev Talmud, and he was bringing rice instead of Yisrael Kashas, it made it much worse. So the Mida, the Tikkun and the Shleimus of that Mida is, when a person's Av and Tshuka is Nizdabik to Toiv, And any yoif in the world is ma'ir the person to that. The person is single-mindedly focused on that, and therefore, adarabah, any time that midah is touched upon, it reawakens it. It's like somebody lost somebody very close. Anything that you show him that's a picture, an item, something like that, reawakens that, because that's all he thinks about. The midah of and that's what the Rambam is saying over here. The Rambam is saying, we make gedorim and shmiras for arayos, and that's true. But gedorim and shmiras. So when a person, let's say the moshav person is tarred in zasakim, okay. So obviously if he's tarred in zasakim, he doesn't have time to think about it, and it'll stop him from averus. But that's not a fulfillment of it, and therefore on both accounts, practically it's not a long term solution, and it's also missing. A very, very, it's missing a vital midah Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The Ahavasa Tiske Tomit, Talmud Torah is called Chein, Yalas Chein. It means that Ava and Tiske and Yoifi and Chein are Shaykh to be realized in the world of Torah. There's a Zohar Kadosh mentioned quite a few times that. One time asked another one, how come the Chacham didn't get together and be Mevatel, the Yetzar of Arayas? And he said, Lula Yetzahara, Chedvis of the Shmaitz Lesser. There wouldn't be a joy of learning. There wouldn't be any Geshmak in learning. In other words, Chuken Ava, that something fill a person's mind totally and absorb his attention and his mind. And in something that the person, like the Rambam says, that the emes, for the emes sake, is the nekud in the bria that can arouse unbridled ava, that unbridled ava can connect to, that is shayach to mizdabik to. There is no physical izdabkus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only izdabkus is when a person is soiger batamid. You know, it's the person is constantly obsessed with it, into it. So the Rambam is not telling us just an eighth of how to stay away from it. The Rambam is telling us the real solution lies in focusing Av and Tshuka where it belongs, in the Olam HaChachma, and the Olam HaEmes. Therefore, going back to Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik's Midah, in a certain sense, is the extension. It goes hand in hand with Yaakov Avinu's midah. Yes, Yosef's the nar, and the nar is a type of tkufa when a person is, when his desires and cravings burn the strongest. But that's goes together with Yaakov Avinu's Midas Emes. It's focused on that. It's something that is, I guess, in taking it over to the world we live in, and when you're talking here about the Gedol Olam, you're talking about Yaakov and Yosef and so on, but an understanding in our world, in terms of both counts, when we talk about wrestling with Yetzer Hara, so anytime the energies are focused on what not to do, it's always temporary. Always can't have a key and it can't last. That's the nature of it. And unless a person finds kumasei, what yes to do, then what not to do is always under tremendous amount of pressure. But that's on the practical level. On a pneumistical level, it's much more than that. Passion, desire, the desire to connect, the Dafkaboy, those are the most powerful koiches that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam. And those koiches need to be focused on something. They need to be focused on that, and a person needs to find the same fulfillment of happiness, a sense of fulfillment when he's mizdabik to what's right and what's good. The inyanim of kedusha are called bris in svarim of the in svarim akdoshim. I mean, it doesn't take much to understand that if the krisas bris is on the aver of haylada, that there's a connection. So many rishonim give the explanation that it's meant to rein in our taivas and so on, which leads to the question of what's it mean. So why is it called a bris? A bris is a two-way street. That it's a connection, it's a bond, it's a two-way street. Whenever you carry this bris, there are two things here. First of all, it's a connection. Secondly, there are mutual requirements. I'll defend you, you'll defend me. I won't attack you, you won't attack me. Where's the mutuality? I mean, all it seems to us is mechayavas, averis, and so on. The answer is that adarabba, the shmira, if a person is busy, let's take, and it's at its coarsest, if a person is busy running around, then he can never forge a bris with his wife. But if a person shuts out everything from his life except for v'davak b'ishtoi, then it becomes a very, very powerful kesher. The bris includes both halves because they're almost two sides of the same coin. If there's chas shalom, if he's a person, can be mizabek ishtoi, can be mizabek ishtoi, whatever it is, it's there's some problem, shalom bais, whatever it is. But I'm talking about in the normal circumstance, the koyach of ledovka, the koyach of being mizabek, is a koyach that depends on not on being focused totally on this. The minute I'm running off, then I'm not here. That's true in Ish V'Ishtoi. It's true in the Ribbono Shalom and us. Kol Zman, the koyach, the one koyach that's mekashros to Ribbono Shalom is the koyach of Ladovka Boy. That's the mohus of the koyach. It allows me to pursue something at all costs because this is who I am, this is what I want to be, and this kesher to me is above all. That's the most powerful koyach a person has in his whole yeshus, in his whole being. If a person uses it, the more we use it for something else, the less it's available for Ribbono Shalom. And being that Ribbono Shalom is the most abstract of all the things, So the concrete taivas win by hands down, no question. When a person excludes as a person excludes and shuts everything out and focuses his ledovka bay on the emes v'peshi emes, on chachma and so on, so then HaKadosh Baruch, then the person creates the bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's almost automatic. If a person doesn't allow it to stray, then it's going to go in, it's going to start moving towards Mershon. If the world is avela volim, then what is there? Then my life is meaningless? People whose life is meaningless and have no kesher b'nei shalom are despondent people. And that's why their koyach of tshuka and dveikus leads them to every shtus in the world. But if a person who's Yisrael, I know b'nei shalom is the only thing in the world that's there. And Torah is the only thing that is the kesher with him. So when I draw back from everything else, then it's kol kuloi, then automatically I begin to get drawn to it. I took the other possibilities out, and now I'm focused. It's like a road. If I have 10 roads in front of me, and I don't know which ones to go, but 9 of them are closed off, there's only one way to go. So the Kedusha's bris is that Kedusha. And that's why I think that's maybe his loisin of, that it says that Yosef was Mekayim loisin of before Torah was given. And he asked the Shaila, well, what about Bnei Noach? The Noach are mitzvah on the Isav Arayis. Arayis is a bad thing, and the mitzvah on that. That's what he can do. Lisinof is more where the person is straying. It's Niof is the not being misdabik labaylo. It's something which is lacking the positive. Yosef Atzadik was mekayim the being mizdabek in the positive, in the emes and rebbein shalom before Matan Torah was given. That was his chiddush. The isarayas is isarayas, but he wasn't nimna from her because of the isar shaboy, the bad shaboy. He's nimna because of the tveikus in Yaakov. There's another. Chazal said that in the same Chazal over here, he said that, you know, that everybody's going to be written on the Choshen and what's going to be with you, you know. So all the things, the big dekoyin are the kavod lasif ares, and like it says, we spoke about it in Tzav, the kavod is probably the big day lovan that covers up the person's places that should be covered. That's kavod. And Tiferes is what shines out. Of all the begadim, the most mefor is easily these. In other words, Yosef's makom in Tiferes, Yosef's makom in Yofi, is where he belongs. This wasn't like a sort of an extraordinary type of, you know, kind of a cherry on top of the cherry. This is who you are. You're the one who shines out. Whose gem shines out, and that's your midah batzim. And that's what it told. He was able to see Yiddishkeit. He was able to see the Rebbeinu Shlom through the lenses of Tiferes. So this week's Yaakov Avinu, Yosef's Atzadik's struggle with Reish Patifa and his Amidah ben Nisoyen is not that he stayed away from Avera only. It's not just he could have been Nichshol, he wasn't Nichshol. He needed somebody to come in last minute to sort of warn him and bail him out. This is the Gilu of Yosef as his most profoundest Kunin, that's the Kunin Aviv. Yaakov Avinu was able to be Kaveya, the Nekudas HaEmes Nebriya, exactly what it is and how it is. When a person hits that point, Tiferes is the other side of it. It's like saying, is the apple ripe because it's red, green, has flavor and crunches and so on? Or because or when it's ripe, it has that? Or because it has that, it's ripe? It's haino hach. One is, the pnimius of it is that it's good to eat now. It's healthy to eat, it's good to eat. And the chitzonius is that the outside of the apple says that as well. And that was Yaakov. Yosef is the koyach his iris, the koyach tshuka, whose heart is lit by Yofi and is drawn to it to be mizdabik in it. It's the one who responds to the teferis of Yaakov. The kilkel, this is the meat of connection. It's the most profound meat in the Bria. The kilkel is that so many shkarim, so many shekachain, so many hevla yoifis put on a little paper mache version of it, and people run after it. Yosef, when he saw an attempt, a shabby attempt of Tiferes on Pajra Tifa, it lit in him the whole sense of Yoifi. He didn't deny himself because it was bad. He denied himself because it pales. It's a sad caricature of what the Tzuras Adam is, of the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, who's Must Yukno is Chokun Kisakovit, who Shufir Yaakov's gain Shufir Avram. That was he answered that call of beauty. That even when a fake beauty was presented, it immediately aroused the true beauty. The mohus of our avoda is ladafka bay, and the more a person is me'urin himself, so the goal is not only to learn, to mitzvahs and so on, it's to be aroused by the beauty of it, by the toiv shaboy, by the emes shaboy. The emes shaboy should be attractive. That the person's real avoda is to be b'choleis revucha dadeha yalas chein, to become sensitive to the chein and to the yoifi, to be nimshach to it, and to be nizdabik in it. And that's the ultimate shleimus, is Yaakov's a kinyan of emes and teferes, and Yosef's meshicha and dveikus in that. Shabbos.
What does it mean that he was?
What?
Doesn't that indicate that?
So I was thinking that malachta means his avoda, his.